It is obvious that everybody wants to work hard. It is obvious that everybody wants to please other people. It is obvious that we want to have a beautiful life. But one thing that I have come to find out is that if you work for people who don't have the sole intention of helping others, you will end up living a life that is empty of real life. Why am I saying that? You will grow up and realize that you never lived. You will grow up and realize that you lived for people. You will grow up and realize that this life has been meaningless to you because of the things you have done over the period. One thing you can do for yourself and for your sake is to look at the impact that the world is going to get if you stand up to yourself and you do the very things that are necessary. Working for a company and pushing all you can, whereas the company does all it can also to make you feel useless, is not the best. But there are some companies that are, yes, sexy, but they promote their workers. They ensure that their workers get the highest capacity building of any time. There are some companies that have the sole intention of growing big alone and then looking down on all other people or their workers they work with. I wouldn't be happy if the people around me or my people, my workers, grow up and never became what they intended to be. I am using my company as a platform to motivate, to strengthen, to empower my people to grow up and then become partners and not remaining as workers for a long period. I happen to serve under Ghana Education Service, and over the years, I had the sole intention of impacting knowledge into these children. I only came to the realization that these children are the mercy of these politicians who don't really care what these children become, but have been talking sweet in the ears of the parent, and parents feel that these politicians have them at heart, which is not true. So if you find yourself as a teacher who is innovative, who is creative, and who always want to bring dynamic in the things you do, you are the person who is considered as the one having problem with the norms of the association or the institution. So this is what I did. I have to there is a secret of my life I would like to share with you. My time with Ghana Education Service as a teacher in the classroom, I taught for 10 years. I did enjoy staying with the children. I did enjoy teaching these kids that tomorrow will become some great people in my country. But it happened that everybody sees me as somebody who is not fit to be in the classroom, not with content teaching, but with how I do my things. Almost most of the teachers feel that this guy doesn't belong here. Even I have some of my family members that sometimes talk against and then make me feel like I have issues that I need to address. I go here, Evans, you are like this. I go to the next place, Evans, you are like that. And there were points in time I felt worthless. I felt that there is something truly wrong with me. Here's what I came to realize. I realized that there is nothing wrong with me. But it is just that my kind of person is not seen around. My kind of person is not really, really experienced by the people around me. So growing up, I realized that I have to be me and ignore anyone else. Because if I have to listen to what they say, what they do, and what they tell me, I will end up living a copy of another person. Whereas the original person is me, and now I'll be trying or pretending to be somebody just to gain acceptance. I'm sorry to anyone that ever told me you are this, you are that. I'm sorry I didn't fall for whatever they said, and I stand true to myself. My ability to be successful is when I stand to myself and never look elsewhere. You are complaining about me. Why? Because you are you. You are thinking that I should live a kind of lifestyle that pleases you. You are thinking that who you have once met, I should be like the person. Sorry, it's never going to happen. I am Evans Ni Nate Tete, very genius, and I come from Ghana, pram pram, and I'm not like any other person. So if you are somebody out there, people are making you feel bad, people are making you look like you have issues in your life, people are making you feel like there is something wrong with you, so far as you are doing a great thing which you believe, stick true to who you are and never mind them. With time, they will begin to accept the kind of person you are. Then they will begin to attack other people too who are different from you, and they will tell them that they are not good and all that. So you see how the puzzle goes. When something new is coming, people must fight against it, and then to see if that person truly deserves to exist, then they give room for it. I truly deserve to exist the way I am, the way I do my things. Truly, truly, truly deserve to exist. And people have to learn the new me and not someone else. If you try and do that, you're really, really going to see how great you are, and life is going to be beautiful for you. If I am a mechanic and I assume the life of a lawyer, certainly I'm going to fail. Why? All my training has been done around mechanism. And now that I've become a lawyer, I'm going to fail. So it will be like, I am a failure. I'm not a failure. I only subscribe to someone's way of living, someone's way of life. So this piece of information is just to tell you that be you, stand you, do you. And at the end of the day, you'll be glad you did. Let the world know the new you that has come into the world, and everybody will now begin to agree with who you are. All right. Thank you very much, and see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.